Wessex LMCs, supporting you and your practice.
Hello and welcome to another Wessex LMCs podcast. My name is Joanna Welsh, I'm Communications Officer here at Wessex LMCs, and today I have with me Jan Harley-Doyle, who's going to be running our NHS pensions training session entitled You as an Employer. Hi Jan, welcome. We've just invited you along today to tell us a bit more about what you will be covering during this two-session programme and who you are hoping will attend.
Joanna, thank you for inviting me to talk to you. It's an ideal opportunity for me to make clear who will benefit from attending and a little about why I'm so passionate about supporting practice managers around the administration of the NHS pension scheme. So in my experience, most practice managers have received little or no support over the years, and yet they're left with this major, highly regulated responsibility. And bearing in mind, it will affect their staff for the rest of their life. However, administering the NHS pension scheme, I know from personal experience, is one very small part of their very complex role in the practice. And I believe this short course will give them the tools and the confidence to manage it effectively. So over the last 3 years, I've been reviewing the NHS pension records of many practices, and sadly, I find lots of errors. So sometimes it's just sort of minor rule transgressions, but I've also found staff who have lost literally thousands of pounds due to errors or omissions. When you think that staff are relying on their pensions for the rest of their life, that's pretty horrendous.
Yes, that's certainly concerning, isn't it, Jan? So when you say errors, what kind of things are you talking about?
Well, I can tell you that's a very long list, Joanna, but just to name a few. I spend much of my time correcting mistakes around things like incorrect eligibility criteria, inaccurate pension online records, poll records, inaccurate calculations, and those are particularly true around pensionable pay and also the relatively new annualised earnings calculations that came in October 2022. Now that has proved to be a hugely time-consuming task, particularly where practices have a lot of part-time staff who might be doing overtime, so that, you know, the salary varies quite frequently. But you'll be pleased to know, or the managers attending will be pleased to know, that I've created a tool to help administer that annualised earnings calculation problem. There's also things like incorrect treatment of periods of reduced pay, particularly around maternity leave, and of course, the importance of disallowed days. So that's when people have unpaid sickness absence, or maybe they're on strike, hopefully not, and these have to be logged on those annual SD 55 submissions. And then there's all those poll messages that people often forget to check, especially around error handling. So the list does go on and on. In fact, there's lots of different areas where there are issues.
Interesting. Okay. And what's the result of these types of errors then, Jan?
Well, it can have far-reaching effects, and obviously it's different for each individual, but let me just give you a couple of examples. So one client was a practice nurse whose pension had been administered incorrectly since 1998. So almost since the inception of when she was allowed to join the scheme. If she had died tomorrow, her dependents would receive no benefits. As far as NHS pensions are concerned, she's not even a member. Now, the history of how this happened is quite unusual. And incidentally, just to disallow people of the fact that outsourcing is a good idea, incidentally, this practice where she was employed outsourced their payroll, and yet it was still done completely incorrectly. But it's not at all unusual for me to discover that without intervention, some members would lose very significant benefits due to administration errors. Another member that kind of springs to mind is a member of the reception team in quite a large practice, actually. And she had overpaid her pension contributions over the years by several thousand pounds. And yet this would never have been reflected in the benefits that she'll ultimately receive. Now, I'm not for 1 minute saying that every practice has such massive errors, but I have yet to visit a practice whose administration was entirely correct. So I'm not going to lead through the list of contents of the session because you already have access to that. But basically, we will cover all the main areas of administration, including end of year submissions, which of course have to be in by the 31st of May this year, and work with real examples of the kind of decisions and dilemmas that administrators may face now or indeed in the future. Now, I'll be updating my materials right until the day I deliver because there are more changes coming through in April this year. So I'll be writing right up until the last minute. So in terms of who should attend, this will benefit anybody who administers the NHS pension scheme or actually has responsibility for making sure that it's administered correctly. But also bear in mind that most practice managers are also themselves members. So it will also help them to make the most of their own pension. And if they outsource the payroll, that doesn't absolve the practice of responsibility. If errors come to light, it's the practice who could end up before the pensions ombudsman.
So lots to think about then, Jan. Is there anything else you think we should know about?
Well, what I'm aiming to do is provide the information that I wish somebody had given me all those years ago when I first started administering the scheme myself. I've had managers attend my sessions who've been doing pensions online for many years, yet still didn't have a good understanding of the scheme, and particularly all the recent changes.
Yes, there's just so much to think about, isn't there? It'd be interesting to hear from those who actually join your session on how they found it and how it can help them, because I'm sure there's lots that people aren't aware of that they can pick up in your training.
Thank you, Joanna. I should also mention that once somebody attends one of my training sessions, they're part of my extended family of NHS colleagues. And that means if they would like to, they'll be able to sign up for the new quarterly pensions newsletter, which I'm launching in April. And I'll look forward to meeting everybody virtually on the day. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Jan. That's been really insightful. So just to remind everybody, this two-part training is running on Tuesday 30th of April and Wednesday 1st of May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and available to book on the Wessex LMC's website. We'll also pop the booking link alongside this podcast so you can pick it up from there. And we hope to see as many of you as possible. So thank you for listening and goodbye.
Wessex LMCs, supporting you and your practice.